Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Hello, this is the Secret Mum Club. I'm Safina.
And I'm Emma.
And this podcast is a safe space for mums everywhere.
A safe space to share our secrets.
Because we all have secrets, don't we?
We do, and as we know, sharing is caring.
You don't even have to tell us who you are.
You can keep that to yourself, you can be anonymous.
And those secrets can be serious or silly.
All secrets are welcome in the Secret Mum Club! Tell me about your week. Do you want me to go first this week?
I want to ask you first.
Well, let me tell you, the pregnancy insomnia has begun. Have you had, someone else was talking to me about that the other day, but have you had this?
What is insomnia?
Like when you cannot get to sleep.
So I can get to sleep. I just can't stay asleep. No. I keep having horrific nightmares.
Oh, still.
And then I basically think I tell myself not to sleep. Oh. But I'm sleeping okay. The heartburn has been rife for me this week. But got myself some Omoprazole.
Oh.
Is that Omoprazole?
Don't know.
I know. Honestly, I feel like I'm bawling. I just feel so free. I don't feel like I've drank acid anymore, you know? I really feel like I'm living life on the edge.
Thriving,
honestly. So yeah, I've been sleeping great. I just I'm waking up for a wee or a nightmare, and then I just don't go back to sleep.
This was
but you just can't fall to sleep.
No, I was having the same problem as you. Falling asleep isn't normally a problem because I get up really early for work, so I am actually really tired by the time I go to bed. Yeah, so last night was the first night that it's happened. Really went to bed at 8:30. Great. I was like, I'm gonna get 8 hours sleep. This is gonna be amazing. But what happened was I got up to go for a wee, and then really unlike me, I just could not get back to sleep. I think I'm kind of sleeping kind of lightly anyway, because I do need a wee in the night, and then also just lugging the bump around and like shifting position is so like hard, isn't it?
Yeah.
And so heavy that kind of wakes you up anyway. But I can normally get back to sleep fine. Oh my God, last night. So my alarm normally goes off at 4:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
Hazard a guess at what time I've been up since this morning.
Today, specifically.
Today.
I'm going to say 3 a.m.
1:20. I went for a wee and I thought, oh, I've got another 3 hours till my alarm goes off. Lovely.
That was basically still yesterday.
It was basically, I'm not even calling it in the morning. I'm calling it last night.
Yeah, that was last night. That's what I mean. That was yesterday. You weren't even in today yet.
No, Wow. Exactly. And it got to a point where I was like, do you know what? I'm going to have to like abandon this. And I just came downstairs, had a bowl of cereal and watched three episodes.
I was going to say, are you hungry?
That's the thing as well, because I think I try and get back to sleep, but then the hunger just creeps in. And
hunger
then all
strikes.
I can think about, hunger strikes. And all I can think about is having something to eat. Had to come downstairs, have an emergency bowl of cereal, binge watch three episodes of One Day, all before I even went to work.
Right, we need to talk about this. Emma texted me the other day, okay? She actually put it on Instagram stories. So if you saw it on her Instagram story, she was like, I'm like 5 episodes in and I'm not crying yet. I basically said, if she doesn't cry, I will disown her friendship.
Because... No, but Did you say what everyone else said, which was wait until episode 13 and 14?
I said episode 13 will make you sob a little. Episode 14 will literally destroy your life.
I can't wait.
What point are you at?
So I'm now at, after that sesh I put in this morning, I think I'm now at 11 or 12.
If you could put that session back in tomorrow, so I'm going to ring you at 1:30 tomorrow morning. And if you could get another three episodes in, that would be great.
Do you know what? When you wake up at 1 o'clock in the morning, it's surprising how much you can get done.
People always say to me all the time, why'd you wake up at 5 a.m? I'm like, bitch, do you know how much shit I get done at that time? I can get the tumble dryer empty, clothes folded, another wash on, dishwasher empty, reloaded. Like, it's basically lunchtime at 7 a.m.
Yeah, honestly, you know, you have like celebrities that are like, I get up at 3 a.m. and then I do a workout for an hour and a half and then I have a omelette for breakfast or whatever. And I'm like, shut up, you loser. But now I'm buying into it.
She's in it. I wouldn't say I'm getting up for a workout. I'm not working out. It takes me a good about 20 minutes to get my huge butt out of bed at the moment because I have to like roll over and then stand up and let the blood rush back to my swollen cankles.
Yeah, no, I feel you.
Also,
I'm paying for it now because I'm fucking knackered and it's only the middle of the day.
We're going to keep you awake for hours. We're going to be here just chatting away. Chatting away. How hiffently? Did you get that? How differently does a bowl of cereals hit like 12, 1 o'clock in the morning?
Oh, man, so good. I woke up this morning, I had a cup of tea, I had granola, I was loving life.
It's honestly like sexual, isn't it? I want to sex you up and you feel so, I was going to say, you feel so liberated. You don't. You basically want to cry at yourself, don't you? Because you're fucking knackered, you're starving, you're eating a bowl of cereals at 1 o'clock that's probably far too big as to what you've been eating. Normally it's like half a box for me and you just sit there like,
You basically need shares in that M&S granola because I've seen how much you're getting through and girl!
I love that granola. I've stopped buying it now though because I feel like I'm going to... I feel like I'm literally going to just seize up with sugar. I've been eating very sensible this week because of the old acid in my heart.
Do you know what? I've just been using this whole pregnancy to eat like a 5-year-old. Like, I'm not ashamed to admit there have been days where I've had cereal for every meal.
Oh, or Smiley's and ketchup.
Oh, nice.
I've been eating Smiley potatoes. But although I did go to IKEA the other day and bought myself a bag of meatballs.
Did you? What are they like at home? Are they good?
Just want to devour my whole face in them.
Really?
They're so good in the air fryer as well. They're just...
Do you do them with everything that you get them with at IKEA? Do you do the gravy, the mash, the jam?
I don't have mash at IKEA. I have chips.
Mm. Stefan's a chips guy.
Yeah, I'm not a mash... Mash and pea. I'd get that for the children. They have mash and peas. I have chips, 12 meatballs, gravy, jam.
Oh, yes. What's the real big portion you can get? It's 15 meatballs, isn't it?
I thought it was 12 is the biggest, isn't it?
Oh, I don't know. I'm not sure.
4, 8, 12.
Not sure. IKEA employees. If they do 15. Get in touch.
I'll take it. Yeah. They'll be like, just go and buy a bag downstairs and take them home.
I'm going to do that. But I've never had the at-home ones before.
I'm partial to a hot dog at IKEA as well.
I've never had one. You know, I just can't get over the prices. I got a meal for Joseph there the other day and it was 95p.
What the fuck? Literally, I go to IKEA sometimes just to get the children lunch. Because I'm like, we can all eat in here for less than a fiver and it's a full-blown meal.
It's wild. It's like less than a Mackie D's these days.
Kudos to IKEA, because honestly. And their hot dogs, there's something about their mustard. Their mustard is like a sweet... spicy, fiery mustard. So that with ketchup. Then they put crispy onions and gherkins.
Oh, we're now just two pregnant women talking about food.
It's now just become food. It's food porn, basically, at this stage.
This is now a food podcast. But the tiredness is real. And my sister, who doesn't have any children, said to me the other day, what's wrong with your eyelids? I was like, what do you mean, what's wrong with my eyelids? Like, what? They look pink. She's like, yeah, they look really pink. I was like, yeah, it's called tiredness. It's called extreme tiredness. Thank you.
We haven't actually asked. How is Sissy doing with Bump? Because she's grown a baby too, isn't
she? Yeah,
so
that was the audacity of my sister, who has no children, to comment about how tired I look. But the one who is pregnant, yeah, she's doing great. She's a few weeks, I think, so she's a couple of weeks behind you, and she's a few weeks behind me. So she's due around late April. But yeah, she's doing really well. Yeah, so exciting.
It is so exciting. And if anybody hasn't been here from the start, Emma's sister also has a little boy similar to Joseph's age.
Yeah.
And this is her second baby.
That's right. We keep saying now, like, when the boys are together. So we've already got, like, the two boys in the family who are, like, 3.5 and 2. And, like, sometimes now when they play together, it's absolute carnage. And we're like, oh, my God, imagine adding another. We could end up with 4 boys here. This is going to be absolute chaos.
So is she going to find out what she's having, or has she?
No, neither of us knows.
Fuck off.
I know.
This is so fucking... Has she got any... Is she carrying the same? Does she feel the same?
We both have no idea, but the general consensus, what we've betted in the family, is that I'm having a boy and she's having a girl.
Stop it. I'm still holding hope that there's a little lady in there.
I don't know. Stefan's flipped now. He thinks we're having a girl now. So I don't know.
Stefan's gone pink.
He's gone team pink. What? Do you know what really threw me off is my midwife emailed me the other day, and in one of her sentences, she said she about the baby. And I know they don't know, there's no way that she could possibly know. I think she was just like randomly threw that in there. But obviously when I read it, I was like, hold up a minute. Does she know something I don't?
Is it not on your notes anywhere?
No, because because the sonographer, I've not even had the scan to find out. So it's just not going to be. And I think even when you do find the gender out, they don't like write it down on your notes anywhere.
Do they not?
No, I think they just call it baby.
Right. Please let us know if it has to be stipulated anywhere on your notes. Doesn't have to be. Yeah, I'd love to know that.
Well, I asked her, and she was like, oh, no, honestly, that was just a phrase that I used. We actually honestly don't know. But I don't know whether... And I have heard that
she
before.
Had to say that.
Yeah,
to...
I don't know if she was lying to cover her back. But if you are a midwife, let us know.
Please do let us know, because that would be so intriguing to know.
I know. Anyway, tell me, I'll stop going on about how tired I am. Tell me about your week.
To be honest, I've had a week in and out of the hospital, in and out of the day unit. Little man's movements have been a little bit erratic. He's been either really quiet or really cray cray. And I cannot stress this enough. I know they say about with regards to reduced movements, but also if your baby... In any way, shape or form, your baby's pattern changes. Like even if they then go crazy and it's completely out of pattern for them. Because I was just like, oh, I don't know if I should go in because he's moving. But he's just moving so much. And they were like, no, that's still a reason to come in and check. So I've been in and out of the day, you know, I've had lots of bloods done. Have changed up some medication a little bit to try and make the last couple of weeks a little bit more comfy, but that's pretty much where I'm at. I feel like I'm just a broken record at the moment. I feel such a bore. Like I'm not doing anything.
No, but this is like what's dominating your life at the moment. So obviously this is what you're going to be
talking about. I've organised the kitchen.
Yes.
Yeah. And everyone's like, happy nesting. I'm like, I'm not nesting, girl. I just need this shit fucking sorted.
Yeah, I feel like you would be sorting out your pantry anyway, no?
Yeah, I'd be sorting out the pantry anyway.
Yeah.
Like I just need to get that done. So I've been doing bits like that in the house. I'm very much feeling, I don't know if you're feeling the same, like I just want to be at home.
Yeah, I'm like very scared to go too far away from home, which, you know, is why I've booked a holiday next week.
Yes, 2 hours away from home to Longleat. But yeah, I felt like I wanted to be homely, but at the moment I just don't want to leave home, but I also just want to be with Chris and the children.
Yeah,
like I had the I don't know if you saw my Instagram stories, but we had the return to school, and I really struggled. Like I struggle anyway, don't I, with them going back to school after the holidays.
Yeah.
And this time I really struggled. Like it really hurt my heart, and I cried all day, and I don't know whether it's just the baby, which I think it is making it worse, because I know I'm a crier about the whole return to school situation anyway, but I just really struggled with not having them. I just wanted to have them here, have them close, I don't want to be away from anybody. I just want Chris and the children just here so we're all together. So that has been something that I've struggled with a little bit, and getting back to them being not around.
Do you think that's about like wanting to have quality time with them before the baby comes along? Yeah.
Yeah. And we had a really, really lovely school holiday. We had a really lovely week off, and I think it made it harder. I don't know. I can never find the words to explain it, but I just was a bit of an emotional wreck. And I think as well, because this is their last school holiday before he's... So March, we literally break up from school on the 28th of March, which on my Instagram, I said the 29th, but I believe that is a special day. And I clearly forgot about it. But I believe they break up on the 28th of March. And he'll be here. Which is wild.
That is crazy. Yeah, next time they're off school, you're going to have three kids.
So it was like the last... So it was like the end of maybe like a little bit of an era for them. And then we're moving up to the next adventure.
Yeah.
And it was just a whole lot of emotions for my brain. So I'm very emotional. More so than I ever am, which is... great for Chris and everyone involved. Bless my mum. My mum's so sweet at the moment. She's just like, don't cry, darling. It's going to be okay. And I'm like, don't be nice to me, mum. I just need you to say, bitch, fucking suck it up.
Yeah, it's going to make me cry even more.
Yeah. But no, we've had a bit of a plodder week, really. Just a bit of a plodding week of just getting stuff sorted in the house, getting used to not having the babies around. Because it felt a lot longer as well for me. It felt like... It was like 6 weeks holiday. I was having the time of my life, honestly.
What? And it was only a week, half term, wasn't it?
It was a week. I think it was about 9 days. It was just fantastic. There was just nothing that the babies really got on. We saw so much of their cousins. We had lots of family time. We had the baby shower. We had our little trip away to London. There was just so much loveliness.
Yeah, you packed a lot in. Would you ever have teach them, what's the word I'm looking for? Homeschool them? Keep them at home?
No, absolutely fucking not.
Yeah, I don't want them there that much.
I absolutely love them. I'd homeschool them if I didn't have to teach them, because I'm thick as shit. So poor children are never going to have... Emma and I really want to hear from you.
Yeah, we want you to join us in the Secret Mum Club. You're all welcome.
You can share your secrets with us, respond to what we're talking about, or just say hello.
You can find us on TikTok and Instagram. Just search Secret Mum Pod, or you can email us hello@secretmumpod.com.
We're going back in with the correspondence corner.
All right, this one says, hi, Soph and Emma. I love the pod and have listened since the start. My babies are now 19, 18 and 13. In response to the poor lady last week whose toddler broke his tooth, when my middle girl, Jazz, was about 18 months, she fell over in the bathroom and smashed her two front teeth. Now, I'm a nurse and you would expect me to stay calm, but I didn't. I cried like a baby and my husband had to swoop in and take over. I took her to the dentist, who ended up removing them. Oh no, because they would end up going black due to the damage. I've heard of this. Fast forward a couple of weeks and we had them removed under general anaesthetic. When the nurse came out with Jazz, I asked for the teeth from the tooth fairy and she said I wasn't allowed them as they'd been extracted. Cue more crying like a baby. 15 years later, I can report that Jazz has the most beautiful teeth and smile and is none the wiser. But please don't feel bad for being so upset. It's totally normal. As mums, we have expectations that our children will lose their perfect teeth naturally and we will have the magic of the tooth fairy. And when that doesn't happen, it's upsetting. Sending lots of love, Jess from Worthing.
That is fucking adorable.
Oh,
obviously so traumatising, but so... Like, she's now got the most beautiful teeth.
Yeah, I'm sure. And to the mum who wrote in last week as well, I'm sure his teeth are going to be absolutely fine. But I have heard about that thing about the teeth going black, which is something that I'm actually really scared of with Joseph.
So when Dottie got her wobbly ones at the bottom, it went black because it was losing the blood supply to it. So they do change colour even when they're wobbly. So I wouldn't, if they, obviously, that happens. But hopefully it's reassuring for our mum last week with regards to little man's tooth. But it is hard because we do have these expectations, don't we, that we're just going to have this perfect journey. Nothing's going to go wrong. It's all going to be fine and dandy. We're going to have these tooth fairy visits. And sometimes it doesn't go that way. And it is upsetting because you always think, why has that happened to my child?
Yeah, like, why me?
Yeah, why me? But that's normal to feel that way, though, yeah. Isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's weird that they wouldn't give the teeth to you just because they'd been taken
extracted.
Out. Yeah, I'm sure that's happened. Like, when I've had teeth out before, I'm sure they give them to you in, like, a little bag to take home. I don't even want them.
Are they, I wonder if they're rooted, the milk teeth. No, they won't be rooted, will they? They won't have them big, ginormous.
Maybe they didn't give them, I don't know, because they'd... Because they were, like, discoloured and they were probably like, oh, you're not going to want these. They've gone black.
Chuck them. I don't know. Don't they offer you your... If you have liposuction, don't they offer you a bag of fat?
Do they?
No, that could be completely made up. Oh, don't much.
Like taking your placenta home from the hospital, isn't it?
You can take it home though, can't you?
Yeah, that's what I mean.
And people eat it. Has anybody ate their placenta? Not for me. Have you ate yours?
No. Did you do yours?
Absolutely. What? With some onion? Also... Somebody said, didn't they, about, I don't know if it was here or whether it was on my Instagram, would I have it converted to tablets?
Yeah.
I am not Kim Kardashian. This costs a lot of money, doesn't it, to convert it into powder?
Yeah, and also just no. No, thank you.
Has anybody done it? Tell us, please. I really want to know. Have you ate it? Like straight, like... I always find it always looks like liver. You know, like a fresh soggy liver.
No, I don't think I even got offered mine. I think it was straight in the waste bin.
I think I'd feel too Jeffrey Dahmer, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
No. Yeah. But oh, bless. Well, that's a lovely outcome. So I hope that's reassuring to any mummies that have struggled.
Yeah. Thank you, Jess. All right, we've got another one here from Sophie. She says, "Hi, ladies. I just listened to your first at-home episode. Soph mentioned weighing her bump at 10 pounds, but the baby was measuring around 5 pounds. I recently learned the placenta weighs around the same as the baby, so her measurements were probably right. Currently 38 weeks with baby number 3, so I really feel like we're all in this together. Oh, love you both in the pod. It keeps me going while on mat leave.
We're all in this together. We should have just had We should have just had like a mass pregnancy, shouldn't we? Of everyone just birthing together.
Don't you feel like that's happened though? Like, we have had so many messages from people at the exact same stage of pregnancy as either me or you. Like,
yeah,
it's crazy.
We were all having sex at the same time. Itchy legs galore.
Yeah, it was back in what, like July. We were
July.
We were going itchy legs mad.
We were all going ham on each other. What the hell? It was, maybe it was the engagement. It just brought on so much itchy leg love.
That was it.
You were at it.
Everyone was.
I was at it.
Feeling the love. The heat of the summer was getting to us. Oh, and here we are.
The cocktails are flowing. I did say that when I was at the hospital, obviously my liver's big, isn't it, as well? Mm. So my liver's... Do you know, I am a little bit sad today because when I spoke to her, I come on here this morning, didn't we? I was like, I'm so fucked off. Like, this lady, I had a full-blown conversation with her and she was really lovely, but she literally just shouted at me, "Fucking hell, you're massive. You're the size of a house." And I was like... I didn't really need to hear that today.
Someone just shouted that at you across the street?
Yeah, she went, "Safina." She was like, "Fucking hell, you're massive in real life. You're the size of a house." I was like, Jesus. Can we refrain from doing that? Like, she was really sweet and she had a full-blown conversation with me. But that initial... I wasn't really, I nearly fully broke down in tears there and then. So I have got an enlarged liver in there.
Yeah.
I have got a baby in there, obviously, yeah. A big placenta, lots of water. And I'm eating for, I was going to say two, I'm not, just eating for pleasure.
You're eating a box of granola a day. So to be fair, £10 might not be far off.
Yeah, might not be far off, but I just, you know, there is no discrimination as to what size your bump is, how big you get, whether you put weight on, whether you don't. As long as the baby arrives safe and happy, you can worry about all that other shit when the baby's here.
Yeah.
Like, don't worry about it, just enjoy.
How's that reflux?
Great, really great.
I'm thinking now if the placenta... Sophie's saying the placenta is around the same size as the baby and they measured my baby at 6'8". That's like nearly a stone of weight that I've got.
Wow.
In my tummy.
That's a lot.
That's a lot of baby. That's a lot of placenta.
That's a whole lot of stuff in there.
No wonder I feel so bloody heavy.
No wonder I feel like I'm going to piss myself all the time. So you can get in touch with us on anything at all.
Yeah, it can be serious or silly, and you can be totally anonymous.
Because between us, we've probably heard it all before. And remember,
we're all in this together. And we know that we are. We're all stars. And we see that.
For a second then, you went really slow. You were like, we're all in this together. And we know that we are. We're all stars.
Yours did for me as well. Glitch. So that's going to be a fun...
Keep that in there, Dad. Thank you.
Keep that.
Each week, we'll be sharing our secrets and yours here in the Secret Mum Club. So we're going to kick it off with my secret this week. I don't think you're ready for this one, Emma.
Go on.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Do you feel like you're ready?
I'm ready.
I feel like I've turned into... I've upped my mama bear mode, okay? Bitch has gone a little bit cray cray.
I didn't think more cray cray was possible.
I've gone from emotional to really fucking angry.
come on, talk to Auntie Emma. Tell me what's happened.
Like zero to hero. So we've had a few things at Dotsie School. Things I haven't really spoken about because. Not everyone needs to fucking know everything, okay? And there's some things that just... I didn't know how to process it in my little brain. So I just thought, you know what? We need to just get through this. And once we're through it, I'll talk about it. She's been going to her new little school, hasn't she? She's had this little friend. But a few months in, it's probably been the last month or so... it's been problematic, but we've had a few concerns with regards to a little friend she's playing with. There has just been some things that have been said, and it hasn't been the easiest of friendships that they have had, let's just say. So I have kind of tried to be a bit diplomatic because you truly don't know what is going on in other people's houses.
Yeah.
And that's something I will say. And I'm very considerate that everybody's lives are different outside of school. So I've tried to be really understanding. I've spoken to the teacher. We've spoken to Dottie. We've tried to do things. I've tried to be really calm and really patient. We've logged it with the school and we've spoken about it. The child's now hitting her. And I'm just, I fucking am so at my tether now because I tried to approach the mum previously in the playground. She just says, sorry, got to go to work now. Don't have time to talk to you. And I'm like, right, okay, that's fine. Not to worry. So it's just getting to the point now where today was the first day that Dottie woke up and said, I just really don't want to go to school anymore.
Oh, no.
And honestly, it truly broke my heart. And that was it. I was just up the school. I was just like, no, fuck this. I'm not doing this no more because I'm being Mrs. Nice Mum all the time and it's getting me fucking nowhere. And I just went up the school and I was like, enough's enough. She's fucking hitting her. She's whispering things to her. So she's getting in trouble. She's not getting in trouble. So she'll say like to a little friend, she'll go to Dottie, tell him we don't want to play with him. So Dottie goes, oh, sorry, we're not playing with you. And then he goes and tells the teacher and the teacher's like, oh, Dottie, we can't really say that because that's not really kind. Dottie will always defend herself. And the teacher just said she broke down. She broke down into tears and she was just like, I just can't keep being her friend when she's being so horrible to me. And like, we tried talking about it at home and she's so grown up about talking about it. And she just said, Mummy, she doesn't let me play with anybody else. I'm getting in trouble lots with my teacher and it's making me really sad and I just don't want to be there anymore. Oh. And I just, you know, I broke down and I was just like, do you know what? I need to go to school. So I went up to school today and I just said, you know, this has got to stop now. I'm not doing this anymore. I don't want to do it. I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to with the child. So we've tried like saying in the classroom is to be like, oh, keep them separate, do different things. And like she said, oh, I'm running around in the playground on my own because everybody's got their own little friends and I can't play with anybody now because this little girl has told her not to play with anybody, so no one wants to play with Dot.
Oh, poor Dot.
Oh, and I just feel so sad for her because I just don't want her going into the classroom and just being like, oh, let's just put up with this shit again, you know?
Yeah.
Because us as women, like, I've been bullied at school and I know how shit it feels. And I'm not saying they're bullying each other, but they're also only 5 years old. Like, what the fuck?
They're so young. Why are we doing this? Why are they hitting other kids?
I don't know. And so she hit Dottie and then went to hit another little girl. And Dottie said, excuse me, we don't use our hands to hit each other. That's not kind. Please don't hit her. So she was like, Mummy, I stopped her from hitting the other little girl. And I was like, I know, darling, but did you tell the teacher that she'd hit you? And Dottie was like, no, because she didn't hurt me. And I know that she was sad. And I was like, yeah, but that's not okay. And then she went into the playground at lunchtime and she said, oh, I did have to tell the dinner lady because she actually hit me really hard and went to bite my arm. And I was just like, and then I said, what happened? And she said, oh, the dinner lady took her in, but I had no one to play with and I just ran around on my own.
Oh my God. The thought of them being on their own as well when they're not with you is just like the most heartbreaking thing, isn't it?
And I really, truly don't. And we said it earlier, didn't we? I'm never that mum. Like I go in and I'm like, look, tell me if she's being bad, if she's being unkind, if she's using bad words, if she's being mean, if she's singling anybody out. I need you to tell me. Please tell me because I will do something at home. And the teacher's always like, Safina, like she couldn't be any better. Like what you get at home is what we get at school. Like you're not getting anything different.
Yeah.
And I'm not bigging her up. I will fully hold my hands up when my child is being bad or needs to work on something. But it's just the way now she is at home. It's not all the time, but there'll be certain ways she speaks to Colby. And I'm like, we don't talk like that, darling. Like, I don't know where that's come from. Like, why are you talking to him like that? And she's like, well, that's how she talks to me at school. But and I'm like, yeah, but that's not right.
No.
That's not right. That's not how we talk to her. And I've said to the teacher now, it's now dripping in at home. And I shouldn't have to reteach my child when my child already knows because of someone else's child. So I've had that to deal with today.
Oh my God. And they're just so like they're so small still and so impressionable, aren't they? Like, what are you supposed to do as well when they're not, you know, you can't be watching them all the time. Like when they go to school, it's out of your control who they play with, what they do, what happens.
And it's hard. I don't want to expect the teacher to be like, oh, can you just keep watching them while they're playing? Can you keep them separate? Can you make sure they don't do this together? Can you make, because that's not fair on the teacher. The teacher's there doing her job. Yeah. It's not her responsibility. Obviously, they're there to assist them in certain situations, but not to just watch them constantly. So yeah, she is gonna review them because there's been so many episodes now.
Yeah.
And she's gonna put some things in place for us to have a chat with them. But it's just one of those things. I never had this with Colby. This is all so new for me. And I don't know whether it's because it's a girl thing and girls are more passionate and more full on, I don't know, but it's just, it's really hard.
It's awful. I feel like you need to speak to her parents as well and just be like, do they know what their child's behaving like at school?
Obviously, that's, I guess that's not my place to know, is it? Because that's breach of confidentiality, isn't it? I can't, and I never would say, oh, what's going on at her house? Because obviously something's wrong, because I'd be so wrong for saying that. That's not my, you know, that's not my place to say that. And I try to be really respectful that not everybody has the same home life, do they? So I just said, you know, I'm happy to have a meeting with the parents. I've tried to approach her in the playground, but she doesn't really want to talk to me. So I'm trying to do like the mum thing and just be like, is there anything we can do? Because the girls aren't really, they're getting on, but then they're also not getting along. I don't know if, I don't want your child, and I equally don't want her child to be upset by something that Dottie's doing. So I was kind of like, and I said to the teacher, like, I've tried to reach out because I want to make sure that Dottie isn't upsetting her. like, I don't want my child to be upset and her, and she feels she can't approach me. Yeah. So I was kind of like, well, if I sneak in there and say, you know, is there something Dottie's done to upset her? Or is she upset by things that Dottie's doing? So I can, but she just doesn't want to talk to me. So
you'd think that they would want to engage and like sort it out. What's the solution? What did the school suggest? Like, can they split them up or not really?
So again, we had the topic of the, obviously going into the new school year, moving up into year one. We asked at parents' evening if they're going to, because Colby never had it from year one, R to one, if they're going to mix the classes. So Colby's, because he was in COVID, they kept the class exactly the same because they were bubbled. So I just said to her, oh, are we mixing the classes? Like when she goes up to year one, are the classes being mixed around and things like that? And she was like, yeah, they'll be mixed. So she asked Dottie, who would you like to go up with? And she was like, I'll go up with anybody. I just don't want to be in her class anymore.
Oh.
So she's just like, and I just said to her, do you have anybody that you would like to specifically go up with? And she just said, no, mummy, I'm just tired of trying to make her happy, and I just don't want to be in her class anymore. And she said it in front of the teacher, and I was like, look, that's not me putting anything on her. I've not asked her the question because I don't want to say to her, oh, what friend do you want to go out with next year? And then they go with all of them, and I thought they were mixing them, and then they don't mix them, you know. Yeah. I don't like to give them the wrong information or false hope. So she asked Dottie there and then at the parents' evening, and then the teacher was a bit like, oh, that's really sad.
That is really sad.
And then obviously So the school are very aware of it, and they're doing lots of things to support us. But you just don't want to be that parent. I don't want to be that parent. I don't want to be the one that's feels like I'm causing an issue. Like I feel like you know, when you go to the day unit, I'm coming down because of reduced movements.
Yeah, but you're not being a nuisance. You've got, like, when you go to the day unit, you've got a reason to be there. And when you go up the school, you've got a reason to be there. So don't...
You just feel like you're the problem, don't you, when you're just like...
You're not.
So sorry. I'm the problem, it's me.
You're not. Anyone would do this, you know. You can't not do anything.
Yeah, so that's where we're at the moment, which feels so wild. Feels such a weird thing to share and to talk about. But
it's good though, because people might have some advice for you as well, if it's happened to them.
I hope so, and I hope that if there is anybody also in this situation, that I feel really alone. I feel really silly in the sense of that, I know there's other people out there that this would be or has happened to, but you feel like it's only happening to you. Like no one else in the world has happened. It's happening to. Because I did say to the teacher, look, has the mum been in to mention anything about Dottie that I can do to support Dots at home? She was like, the parent has said nothing.
That's so the weird to me. But then maybe that little girl hasn't reported anything back, so why would her parents have a reason to think there was anything wrong, you know?
Yeah.
Oh,
but there you go. So holler at your sister if you've got any advice.
Yeah, that's a sad one this week.
That is a sad one.
Poor Dots. That's not what you need as well when you're heavily pregnant. Do you know what I mean?
That's my secret this week. So next, hopefully we'll be hearing some funnier ones on the
Secret Mum Club.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/ACAST and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/ACAST.
This is the Secret Mum Club, the safe space for you to share your secrets. And we've got three secrets we're going to be discussing this week. So, Emma, you know the drill. Hit us off with number one.
Hello, lovely ladies. I was listening to your episode about siblings not getting along, and it reminded me of a secret my mum told me about a time I did something very terrible to my younger sister. When I was two, my sister was only a few months old in her bouncy chair. I was sat on the sofa watching a movie while my mum had her back turned to make dinner. My sister started screaming non-stop and I was clearly trying to watch my movie, which I now could not hear. Before my mum could come to my sister, the screaming suddenly stopped. She rushed in to find I had squirted almost a whole tub of Bonjela teething gel in my sister's mouth, making her mouth and tongue numb. My mum called an ambulance and luckily they said she would be fine in a couple of hours. It wore off and she was okay. We are now 19 and 21 and it's safe to say she's never interrupted me watching a movie since. Love the pod from Sky. Sky! That is terrible.
That's can you imagine eating a whole tube of Bonjela?
Oh, Bonjela as well. That is strong shit. For a baby as well, who's only ever eaten milk.
We should laugh because that's so cruel, but what a story to tell. Well,
oh no, don't, because this kind of thing makes me terrified to have two babies in the house.
Oh, I'll tell you one thing that was so fucking horrific was when Colby put a whole grape in Dottie's mouth. Like a full grape into her mouth. She was only like a couple of weeks old. And I was like, I was stood next to him and he just ran in and he was like, oh, baby, have a grape. And I was like, oh God, no! the fear in your heart. But bloody hell. What do you do?
Oh my God.
She rang an ambulance.
Yeah, rang an ambulance.
Wow.
It was fine. It wore off. But that's the same age gap that I'm going to have and the same gap you have between Colby and Dottie, 2 years. And that is going to be bloody carnage. I went into the, I was telling Stefan, I walked into our bedroom the other day and the Moses basket, which is up at the moment, but it's just got a teddy bear in it, was tipped over and teddy bear had fallen out. Joseph had done it, obviously.
Obviously. Or either that or you got ghosts.
But I was like, oh, like that's something that I hadn't even thought of. He's going to be able to tip over the Moses basket with a baby in it.
Christopher carried his baby brother down the stairs.
Oh my God, I'm just...
There's 7 years between Christopher and his brother. And when he was little, Christopher carried his brand new baby brother down the stairs to the family all in the kitchen. They were like,
holy shit.
He was like, oh, I just carried the baby down the stairs. I said, like, it could be worse. You could have had him in a blanket and be like,
yeah, at least he carried him.
Yeah, exactly. But I love these stories though. And I think you're going to just have the wildest fucking time with the two of them.
Yeah, I think wild is the right word. There's just, there's so much that could go wrong that I probably haven't even considered. And I won't have considered until it actually happens. And then I'll be like, shit.
It's just such a fun ride though. You're going to love it, honestly.
Okay.
It's hilarious. Some of the shit that they do, especially when like Dotsie started walking as well. And like the things that they used to do. It's funny. It's your memories that you're going to cherish forever. And I just think it's hilarious.
Okay, well, hilarious is one word.
But let's roll into number two before Emma has a heart attack.
All right, this one says, hi, Soph and Emma. I'm really struggling with weaning my baby. He was doing really well and now doesn't seem to want to put anything in his mouth. He won't let me feed him. I started with puree and he was having none of it. My sister-in-law suggested baby-led weaning, but I feel like I'm not enough for my son and I have so many fears. Thanks for being amazing, Danielle.
Danielle. Girlie, you ain't got nothing to worry about. They go through these phases. You really, truly don't need to worry at all. All I would say is... just do it in his own time.
Yeah.
Because he's just not fancying it at the moment, which is absolutely fine. Dottie started and then completely went off it. And then we just left it. We went back to milk. And I just let her... I used to just let her eat. I used to do her a bottle, but let her eat just like a bowl of baby porridge or baby rice.
Yeah.
That I had.
Yeah.
And she ended up just having more of a sensory play rather than actually eating it. And I think her playing with the food helped her build a different relationship to food than Colby did.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
I think with baby led weaning as well, people get worried about choking and stuff. Choking. But you can start them off on like really soft, easy things that they're not going to choke on.
Yeah, really
easy stuff like that.
Mushy.
Try some pouches as well, maybe, because they, like Joseph still actually likes the sensation of squeezing the pouch into his mouth. And he'll eat things out of a pouch that he would never let me give him off a spoon. But he just likes the novelty of eating it out of a pouch. So if you haven't
already
tried
that. Mine used to love watching it go, woo, out of the pouch.
Spiraling out, like squeezing a spot.
Even now they love it. They hold a spoon and they're like, and it just whirls out. But I just say go back to basics and treat it more as a experimental play rather than actual food eating. So like a mushy banana. And I always used to give them a really overripe banana.
Yeah.
So it was like sweeter, plus it was really gooey, really soft. And yeah, have it more that he's getting enough food, like enough milk and stuff. And just have it more of a, like a sensory play so he learns about the food. But you are more than enough. You're perfect. And if you didn't care would mean.
Yeah, the fact that you care.
The fact that you care means that you're doing the best job.
Absolutely.
Doesn't it?
Yeah. And they go through these bloody annoying stages with food, even still all the time. I'm sure Colby and Dottie do as well. They like something 1 minute.
Do it now.
They don't like it the next minute. Joseph goes a whole day refusing food sometimes and it drives
Chris
me insane. But they're not going to waste away, so don't worry about it.
Yeah, Chris does it now and he's fucking what, 30?
Yeah, grow up, Chris.
Yeah, fucking hell. I'll make him one thing one day and then he'll go... Yeah, I don't really want to have that ever again.
Do you know what Stefan does that drives me crazy? Is that I always cook, right, which is fine. Like, that's the job I like doing. But I'll make him a meal and I'll be like, what do you think of that? And afterwards, he only ever goes, it's all right.
It's always all right, isn't it? It's not just all right. It was fantastic.
It's all right.
Because I cooked it.
Yeah. I'd fucking like someone to present me with dinner every night. Thanks very much.
Do you know what? I was actually having this conversation with my mum last night. And it's funny, like, my nan... would have always had food on the table for my granddad.
Yeah.
Like always, when he comes home from work, there has to be a meal on the table. So my mum was very much the same with my dad. And I said, my nan would literally shit the bed now. She saw how I said to Chris, make your own fucking dinner.
Yeah.
I'm not making it for you. I've had a hard day here. I've been doing the washing and watching series.
Yeah, I'm busy. My mum actually, and my nan and granddad were exactly the same, and my mum and dad. And my mum says comments to me sometimes that I'm like,
you should have a lovely meal on the table for him when it's shut up, mum.
Do you know what she said to me once when Stefan was coming in from work? Like, are you not going to run him a nice hot bath?
All the time. No, I'm fucking not. Because when did he run me a nice hot bath? Yeah, probably does it more now that I'm pregnant. But no, back the fuck off, Suzanne.
No, I'm not. It's not 1950.
You run him a bath.
Run your own bloody bath.
What do you want me to do? Scrub his toenails as well? No. Gosh.
Massage his feet. Listen to all his stress about his day at work.
You think he's got a stressful life, Suzanne? He's a kept man. Yeah. I keep him home all the time. He's my PA. Oh, you come on. You should cook him a nice meal. Why about give him a nice massage? Hold on, let me just pop to Body Shop and get him some nice oils.
Yeah.
And I'll just set the scene. But God bless. I said, do you do that for Dad? Do you give Dad a massage? She said, no, I don't bloody do that for your father. Well.
And if you do, I don't want to know about it.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, let's set off with the last one.
All right, this one says, hey ladies, love the podcast and I'm super excited that both your lovely babies will be here before you know it. Congratulations to you both.
Ah, thank you.
I have a 3-year-old boy. This past week I went to collect my son from childcare. He was outside playing and I was standing talking to the educators about his toilet training when he walked up to me. He proceeded to lift up his shirt, place it under his chin and starts to pull his pants down. I stop and ask, what's up? He loudly asks in front of all the kids and educators, Mum, why isn't my willy as big as Dad's? I look at him absolutely mortified and just say, I don't know, and swiftly made my exit. Why did he have to ask me at that time? And what the heck was going through his mind? Ha, much love, Amanda. Oh my God, it's another story about a dad with a big willy. We get loads of these. What's with all the big dick dads?
I don't know why all these dads have got big dicks. I don't know whether it's...
Ours is clearly mahoosive, according to Dart. What was it? Size of a walrus.
I don't know.
I mean,
call me once.
If genetics come into play, it might be as big as Dad's one day.
Yeah. Yeah, Colby once ran into his preschool room with his pants down and his just his willy out, and he was like, woo! He was like 2.5, 3 at the time, bless his heart. But I just, what goes through their head? But I think it's nice because he's obviously very comfortable and relaxed.
Yeah.
In that environment, yeah. Which I think is...
Yeah. I mean, it's a good question, to be fair. You would expect them all to look the same, probably, wouldn't you?
Yeah. Why? Maybe if I was a boy, I think I'd have maybe... willy phobic, like I'd want to look at another willy in a urinal.
Yeah.
But now I'm intrigued. I say to Chris, "Oh, did you see that man's willy?" And he's like, "No. Just look at their willy."
I find urinal etiquette so fascinating because obviously we've always just gone to the toilet in cubicles, but it's almost like for us, like the cubicle walls being taken away. And you're just sitting weeing next to another woman. But like men have been doing it their whole lives. So they don't think anything of it. And obviously it's not a done thing to like stare across and look at someone else's.
No, and you're not allowed to go in and stand next to somebody. And Chris said there's also people that have big boy wees and little boy wees. So the ones that put their pants and trousers down to their ankles.
No, people that take, I thought that was a myth. People don't actually take their full trousers down to go for a wee, do they?
And their pants, and they just stand there with it.
No, I think that's a weird fetish.
Hold on, we've got some daddies here though, haven't we? Some daddies.
Daddy.
We've got some dads that listen, so let us know if you've ever been stood next to, you're not meant to go in right next to them.
Yeah.
I know that much. You meant to stand like a gap apart. But I believe that there's some people do little boy wees and they pull their pants and their things down.
That's messed up. I feel like that's exhibitionist. Like you want people to look at you if you're doing that because you could just unzip your fly. What's wrong with you?
No offence if you listen. That's what you do. Like you do you, boo-boo.
I imagine, Soph, if you were a man, that's the kind of wee you would do. Just get it. Just get it all out.
I'd be a nudist. I think I'd just walk around naked. No, I wouldn't. That's weird. I just find the men's toilets just really fascinating.
Me too.
Yeah. I'd love to be
in there. And disgusting.
Disgusting. They piss everywhere.
They stank.
Thank you for sharing your secrets this week. Everyone is welcome in the Secret Mum Club.
And if you'd like to share your secrets with us, you can. The email is hello@secretmumpod.com or we're Secret Mum Pod on TikTok and Instagram.
Have you ever been asked about the size of your willy?
Or have you gotten creative with Bongella?
Let us know. There is nothing too outrageous.
We'll keep an eye out for our Thursday episode.
And as a special little treat, we've got a Mother's Day special coming your way this Sunday. So tune in whilst you're soaking in the bath.
Or basking in being pampered by your family.
And we'll see you next time on the
Secret Mum Club.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.